Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we are learning Nida Daf Samach Tes today. The topic of our focus today will be a night in the lion's den. We're going to be focusing on the pasuk quoted in the Gemara, which is Daniel Perek Vov Pasuk Yud Ches, and it reads as follows. It is in Aramaic: Vehei Sa'is Even Chada V'Sumas Alpum Guba V'Chasma Malka Be'Izkase U'Ve'Izkas. Uvizkos Rav Revos Onoihi Diloi Sishane Tzavu B'Daniel. A rock was brought and placed over the mouth of the den. The king sealed it with the signet and the signet of his nobles so that nothing might be altered concerning Daniel. The way the Gemara uses this is the Gemara is using this to actually learn out a word play on the word Vesumas. The word Sumas is used to be connected to the word Tumas Masa. And this is trying to explain the Mishnah, why it is that the list of people in the Mishnah have a Tumas Masa when a regular corpse has Tumas Masa. And it is describing that this is unique to this particular case because the Tumas Masa over here is when there is a large rock separating the two. And this is learnt out of the comparison of the large rock at the face of this den. Now, what is really going on over here? What's the context of this story? So for this, we need to go back into Daniel, Perek Dalet, which is where we are. And the reason why most people don't know about this is because Daniel is very hard to learn because it is mostly in Aramaic. But let's give the context. Just if we were to go do a quick summary of Perek Dalet, we are talking in the stage and age of Darius the Mede. He is the emperor of the Persian Empire at this point in time. He takes the throne at the age of 62. And it describes how he has 120 ministers, people who run his very vast empire. And one of them is Daniel. Daniel, in fact, is very successful and he oversees other ministers. And the Psukim describe how he rises to the top because of his integrity, his honesty, and the fact that he does not make mistakes. But, as all successors do, they breed jealousy, and his underlings are very jealous. So they try to find fault in his work, and they do not find fault. He is an incredible worker. He is a person who serves the king selflessly. There's no problem or fault that they can report to the king. So what do? They realize that the only way they can do it is look towards religion. When people don't like it that Jews are successful, what do? They try to find a problem with Judaism. So they do something very nefarious. They come to the king and they say, "O king, long live the king. We want to make a rule in this kingdom that we want you to commit to writing with your signet that anybody found who's going to be giving allegiance to any power but you should be put to death and fed to the lions." And the king says, "You know, that sounds reasonable. I view myself as the epicenter of this universe." So that's exactly what he does. He signs on such a law. Upon which Daniel hears about this and he realizes this is going to interfere with his tefillah. He immediately goes up to his attic, to the higher level where he has a window facing Yerushalayim. He starts to daven, as the pasuk tells us, as he davens three times a day there. At which point all the ministers burst in. They capture him in the act. They take him to the court, bring him in front of the king, and they say, "Look, he was praying to another power. He was praying to his God, and it's not you." And the king is now forced to give him the verdict to sentence him to death, even though he tries to save him, but to no avail. Daniel is therefore put in the den overnight, and this is where our pasuk comes in, where the stone is placed in front of it, and the signet is placed, and nobody can remove it. And the continuation, the follow-up is that in the morning the king runs to the den, he takes away the stone, and Daniel walks out alive. He asks, "How in the world did this happen?" Daniel explains to him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu davened to Hashem, and Hashem sent a malach to protect him. At which point the king then puts the ministers who accused him into the den with their families, and it describes that before they even reached the bottom, the lions consumed them and crushed their bones. So although it is true that the Gemara was quoting this story for a very tangential word of understanding how the word large rock connects to Tumas Masa, really truly there is a much bigger story over here trying to understand Daniel and tremendous Kiddush Hashem which was made, although involuntarily, but still at the same time, of what the Kedusha is brought to the world through Tefillah, which even the non-Jewish world recognizes. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.